made you look. Blake Eames and Claudia Mickler are the artists responsible for the painted storm sewer drains around downtown Lexington, neighborhoods near UK and the near north side. Made You Look, their project, won an eco-art grant from the city to help with the storm sewer public education campaign. Their proposal, which sometimes reads like a poem, defines the need at hand. They write, "Most of us in Fayette County don't know much about the storm that's brewing under our feet. We're barely aware that we have a storm sewer system that's wholly separate from the sanitary sewer system. Barely aware that storm drains exist. Let alone what they do and why. Let alone what happens when they don't work as they should. Let alone the fact that when rainwater has nowhere to go, it runs into the storm drain, carrying litter and pollutants with it. And that water runs, untreated, directly into our lakes and streams. Where the storm sewer problems can be especially acute, they propose to transform those storm drains into high visibility areas, turning the drain itself into fanciful artistic images. Surely you've seen some of them, been startled when you saw the awning design from A La Lucy on the drain in front of George's Deli, as I was, or confused by the brick pattern tag that made you look in the front of the old Spalding's building or Homegrown Press, as I was. Maybe you saw the two artists taking their lives into their hands as they worked at the corner of 3rd and Elm. Or maybe you've been one of the hundreds who have stopped to show your appreciation for the bright colors and whimsical designs Blake and Claudia have laid at your feet. Laid down on hot, dirty concrete littered with weeds and trash. Maybe you were Shane, described here by Blake. We've got this great guy who came by yesterday. He was walking by on his cell phone and he had this great shirt with all these lion heads all over it. He looks at me and goes, exquisite decoration. Or Gummy, who in his motorized wheelchair tracked the work around downtown, disliking most of it until the two drains at 3rd and Elm. Pieces inspired by the Art in Motion bus stop sculpture. There, Blake and Claudia won his approval. Or maybe you were the guy who stopped while the artists were working on Central Avenue and started cross-referencing the drains from his car.
Hey, are y'all the ones who did 3rd and Elm?
Of the drain design at the corner of Rose and Maxwell, Blake said, we just sat there for a few minutes and absorbed the area. There were so many wheels. There were bicyclists, there were skateboarders, scooters, cars. We had this vision of doing this beautiful, graphic, very vivid color piece, and then having all these tires rolling over it. From Claudia, there are almost two aspects to this. The storm drain aspect, because people are really interested, actually, in the watershed idea. The other aspect is that people are just loving the color. I think that's what they're really responding to. These drains completely seem to have cross-cultural appeal. Every kind of car, every kind of person, everybody is liking it. I find it interesting that the art crosses all these boundaries. From Blake, art can be intimidating to people, especially if they think they have to know something about it to appreciate it or love it or care about it. And so when they are just seeing it in this way, it's under their foot. It's more for them. They take more ownership of it. It's accessible. People are very appreciative, and it's across the board. It's Cadillacs and BMWs. It's clunkers and bicyclists. It's motorcycle gang guys, old, young. This is where Made You Look departs from projects like Horse Mania. Little is unique about Horse Mania. We've seen it in other cities with different animals, except that the horse herd here in Lexington was about branding the city for the World Equestrian Games. Made You Look, on the other hand, is tied to an organic expression of Lexington's uniqueness and to some of its needs, better infrastructure and more color.